100.9 and 107.7 Country and Community in Richland Center. Here's your Daily News Roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. A construction worker was killed in the Green Bay area yesterday. Wisconsin State Patrol officers say a semi hit a forklift in a work zone on Highway 41 around 11:30 in the morning near De Pere. Authorities say a 53-year-old Menasha man driving the semi hit a forklift being operated in a construction zone. The forklift operator, a 26-year-old man from Chilton, died from his injuries. The crash remains under investigation. Health officials have confirmed two measles cases in Grant County as a larger outbreak continues to grow in southwestern Wisconsin. The new cases are connected to earlier cases in Lafayette and Iowa counties. DHS says the regional total is now 36 confirmed cases and 3 probable cases. Officials say unvaccinated people are at the highest risk. The Green Bay Common Council is scheduled to review an investigation into duplicate absentee ballots mailed to voters. It happened in both spring and fall voting this year. City staff will present the same report they submitted to the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which names former city clerk Celestine Jeffries as the person who reprinted mailing labels and duplicated mailings for 152 voters. The city calls it a human error and confirmed no person voted twice. The race for Wisconsin governor is heading toward debates, but the two candidates are not yet locked into any dates. Broadcasters are proposing a Milwaukee town hall on October 8th and a statewide televised debate the following night. Democrat David Crowley and Republican Tom Tiffany have not yet met on a debate stage. More forums could still be added before early in-person voting starts October 20th. A Tomahawk woman is dead after a collision between a UTV and an SUV. It happened on Highway 8 as the woman was driving the UTV across the highway. A 79-year-old passenger from the UTV and the 40-year-old driver from the SUV were also both injured but are expected to recover. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley visited Eau Claire last week as part of a statewide unity tour following Tuesday's primary. Civic Media's James Kelly has more.
Crowley emerged victorious in the Democratic primary for Wisconsin governor last week, narrowly defeating State Representative Francesca Hong. Following the event, he shared his thoughts on the victory just weeks after deciding to exit and then re-enter the race.
How well if you believe it can happen, you know, I think that you want to manifest as much as possible, but, you know, we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into when we decided to get, you know, back into this race and pretty much do a three and a half week sprint. But as we began to travel all across the state, we've seen the momentum, we've seen the enthusiasm. And so, yes, this was a nail biter, but for us to get over the hump and win this primary election, I think this is good for our state.
Crowley also shared his views on data center developments, an issue that will be at the forefront of the gubernatorial race. He says local communities should have the power to make the final decision on whether to allow one of the facilities to be built in their area, with measures in place to protect the environment and protect local residents from being forced to foot the bill.
What we have to do is make sure that we are protecting our communities, we're protecting our environment, and protecting the jobs of the future. So all these data centers, they need to pay their own way. Not one single dime should be passed on to any Wisconsin taxpayer. And we have to protect ourselves. And at the end of the day, that's what we're going to do.
I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
Crowley will face off with Republican nominee Congressman Tom Tiffany for Wisconsin governor in November. A measles outbreak in southwestern Wisconsin has now reached Grant County, with two confirmed cases there. State health officials say those cases are linked to infections already reported in Lafayette and Iowa counties. The outbreak now includes 36 confirmed cases and 3 probable cases across the region. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A record-setting win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have the best record in baseball, and yet the fewest home runs in the league. Meanwhile, Christian Yelich has been in a slump until last night. Fifth inning, runners on first and second.
Fly ball, right center, deep. Robles on the run. He looks up. There she goes! Christian Yelich brings them to their feet once again.
Home runs by Yelich, Bowers, Lara, 4 in all. The Brewers went on to beat the Marlins 22-0, the most runs scored in a shutout victory in Major League history.
Kind of crazy. I mean, it happened fast. You know, it's always fun to be on this side of that.
The two teams play again tonight at AmFam Field. NFL, the Packers' defense getting more physical in training camp practice each day.
I mean, coach made us put shoulder pads on, so I got to make sure they work. So that's all that is.
That's Zaire Franklin with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 78 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with temperatures dropping into the low to mid 50s overnight. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your news roundup for Richland Center from WRCE and WRCO. Find more news anytime at WRCO.com and WRCE.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.